is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Pope Francis has proclaimed that unless wealth is used for the good of society and above all for the good of the poor, it is an instrument of corruption and death. President Donald Trump made one of his most explicit threats to cut off payments to insurance companies and said he was also willing to cancel some of the hefty subsidies lawmakers received to buy their own health insurance. A touchscreen voting machine used in a 2014 election in Virginia was hacked in about 100 minutes by exploiting a Windows XP flaw that was more than a decade old as part of a demonstration on security vulnerabilities in election technology. The Mexican government is paying individuals with corvina permits, a rare fish in the Gulf of California, $2,000 per month per permit not to fish, but only the wealthiest fishermen had a permit, and their workers are only paid $400 a month, and the former fish cleaners, nada. With the world's population projected to grow from 7.5 billion to 9.7 billion by 2050, farmers will have to increase food production by 70%. Brazilian law changes will take effect in 4 months' time and will be valid for existing employment contracts for workers, not just new ones. The law changes working hours, eases restrictions on part-time work, relaxes how workers can divvy up their holidays, and cuts the statutory lunch hour to 30 minutes. Prostitution is legal in both Colombia and Venezuela, but the current economic crisis in Venezuela, sex workers are moving across the border. Colombia's Constitutional Court has ruled that these Venezuelans are entitled to work visas. Other workers in other trades, from electricians to food vendors and others, believe this is a precedent for them to come over to Colombia as well. With the innovative electric car Tesla now claiming its new model will produce 300,000 cars this year, assembly workers have begun an organizing drive with the United Automobile Workers. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke. This bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, MFM.